The Ghana Federation of Disability Organizations has launched a project dubbed Expanding Participation for Persons with Disabilities. The project is to support and build the capacity of organizations for disabled persons to effectively advocate and protect the rights of their members. Deputy Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Dela Sowah, said the project, which is sponsored by USAID, will enhance the capacity of disabled people in strategic planning, as among others, as well as advocate the inclusion of persons with disabilities in programs funded by government and other donors. A report by Mary Atule.
The Ghana Federation of Disability Organizations is a national umbrella body of disability organizations established to promote and protect the rights of persons with disabilities in the country. The Deputy Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Mrs. Dela Sowah, said the project will promote, monitor, evaluate and share ideas to enhance the quality of pro-disability policies and programs.
The government of Ghana wishes to express its gratitude to USAID for providing the funding. It complements government's efforts at supporting people with disabilities and their organizations. The launch of the project is another demonstration of USAID's deep commitment to work as partners with the government of Ghana in fostering sustainable development. Rather than through collaborative efforts and work hand in hand with those it seeks to assist, as well as others striving to support the most vulnerable.
The U.S. Ambassador to Ghana, Robert Jackson, said there is more for the country to do to combat stigma after it successfully ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability, which declares that discrimination against any person on the basis of disability is a violation of the inherent dignity and worth of the human person.
We are proud to partner with such a strong Ghanaian organization. For several years now, the Federation has been a central champion for the social and economic rights of millions of Ghanaians with disabilities. About 1 in 5 people in Ghana have some type of disability. And too often, these members of our community, our friends, colleagues, and family members, suffer discrimination and do not have the opportunities that others have. This stigma is clearly not right, and it is not acceptable.
The Executive Director of Ghana Federation of Disability Organization, Rita Kosi Chirema, said the Federation has decentralized its structures. However, its member organization in the newly created district are yet to benefit from any capacity-building program to effectively fight for their rights and influence development processes at the district level. She added that the project covers 7 national organizations, 10 regional disability networks and coalition, as well as 30 grassroots district-based organizations.